All right, so let's talk a little bit about presidential politics, shall we? It seems as though the dominant media has turned its attention to former U.S. Senator, former Secretary of State, and former First Lady Hillary Clinton as a prospective 2016 presidential candidate, although a lot of speculation of who she might run against on the right side of the aisle and who might run against her on the left side of the aisle, including Vice President Joe Biden. Anita Finlay is an author, actor, blogger, and host. Her latest book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin. I love that title. It's been number one on Amazon's Women's in Politics books for about 16 weeks. She's also a contributor to Epic Times and The New Agenda. She's back once again. Anita, welcome to America's Radio News Network again. So what's the latest on Hillary Clinton and her prospective presidential campaign?
Thank you, Austin. Good to be with you. Well, I think that, you know, Hillary is status quo in terms of staying very cagey and not announcing her intentions. But if you'll notice, the mainstream media does nothing but report upon her because they're, I think Kathleen Parker said in the Washington Post, rightly so today, that they're bored with Obama. The Clintons are always big news. So they're always trying to stir up controversy and the name Clinton in the same sentence because that sells copy for them.
Well, it's, I guess we've got that formula figured out, huh? Let's talk about the New York Times. Some rather unflattering things emerged in investigative reports from the New York Times about the Clinton Foundation, their nonprofit endeavors, accusations that they just burn through money recklessly. They commingle for-profit revenues and nonprofit donations. Some people are saying, my goodness, the Times have turned on the Clintons. What's your assessment of that?
Well, the Times has not turned on the Clintons. If you remember 2008, they were terrible to Hillary Clinton. First, they endorsed her in the primary and spent the following 6 months doing nothing but trashing her in favor of their favored candidate, Barack Obama, although why, I cannot tell you. Maureen Dowd, the most powerful columnist at the New York Times, lives to trash Hillary Clinton, and she's even blaming her for the fact that Anthony Weiner is running for mayor of New York. She's also blaming her for the fact that CNN and NBC want to make biopics of her as if she has anything to do with any of this. And furthermore, the reports that were denigrating the Clinton Foundation, which Hillary also had nothing to do with years ago, those reports were refuted not only by Clinton himself, but Media Matters and other sources, and they've had to sort of walk back some of their negative reporting. Is that going to stop them from what they're doing? No. And as a matter of fact, that's why I wrote Dirty Words on Clean Skin as a cautionary tale, talking not only about the horrible media bias that was aimed at Hillary Clinton and other women looking to break the status quo, but past this prologue, Austin, this same thing is happening again. They were only nice to Hillary when she wasn't running for anything in 2012 when President Obama, due respect, needed the votes of women to get across the finish line, so you finally saw some nice press about her. Now that they think she's actually going to be a candidate, they're ripping her through the mud yet again.
Anita Finlay, she is the author of the book Dirty Words on Clean Skin. It's been number one on Amazon's Women in Politics books for about 16 weeks, commenting on the prospective Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. I'm being very cautious here. You notice I'm being the wise, respectful newscaster here, Anita. I'm calling it a prospective candidacy. We don't know that it is for sure. Are you decided that she for sure will run for the presidency?
Well, you know, tomorrow is promised to no one, Austin, of course, but I cannot imagine that she wouldn't run. And, you know, Kathleen Parker, again, who is not a fan of Hillary's, even she was saying that having, a woman in the White House would actually be a good thing because it has been proven in economies around the world that when women have an opportunity for economic and health advancement and business advancement, they reinvest in their own communities, and men and women thrive. So it is her contention that that would be a good thing if Hillary Clinton ran and won, and I cannot disagree with that. Based upon that and everything that Hillary Clinton put in her agenda as Secretary of State the last 4 years, pushing the empowerment of women and girls around the world, I cannot imagine that if she's in good health, she would not take the opportunity to run.
Anita Finlay, thoughts on Vice President Joe Biden? Now, when last you and I talked, which is, I'm just here occasionally, as you know, you're a regular, but you were fairly dismissive, as I recall, of a Vice President Joe Biden presidential campaign, even as recently as 24 hours ago, talk about those surrounding Joe Biden saying, we can win even if Hillary does jump into the race. Your thoughts?
Oh, really? Come on. I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful to Vice President Biden. You know, he seems like a heck of a guy, but to be honest with you, even back in 2008, he got 1% of the vote, while Hillary got 18 million votes, more than any candidate in primary history, even Obama. So for us to then suddenly assume that he has more popularity than her, or that he is possibly going to overtake her in a primary, I think that's wishful thinking, and I say that with all due respect. I cannot imagine it, and I cannot imagine he thinks so either. I think that he wants to run, and he's keeping his hat in the ring just on the off chance that she does not.
Okay, Anita Finlay. Listen, we're coming up on a hard break. Broadcast time here. Just real quick, does Hillary Clinton have any downside to her candidacy? Any at all?
No, I think that the only downside is going to be what the media tries to do to her. But I think if people hear what she has to say, she's got a big argument to make for herself.
All right, Anita Finlay, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin. I love that title. Anita, as always, thanks so much.